First mission in Rosh Hashanah talks about Abba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are four New Years. Be'echad, Benisan, Rosh Hashanah, Lamlachim, Logalim. First day of Nisan is the first year for kings and for holidays. Be'echad, Be'el, Rosh Hashanah, Lamayser, Behema. On the first day of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for tithing of the animals. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad, B'tishrei. They disagree and they say the first day of Tishrei. Bechad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim l'shmitim l'yoblos l'util yirakos. So in Rosh Hashanah that we call Rosh Hashanah for years, and there's a chronological Rosh Hashanah. That's as we know, that's on the first day of Tishrei. And bechad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilan, and the first day of Shvat is for Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Kedibrei Beis Shammai, that's according to Beis Shammai, but no, Beis Hillel Omrim v'chamish asur bo. Beis Hillel say it's the 15th day of Shvat, which is day that's Tu B'Shvat. So there are two types of Hallels. Both Rabbi Yosher ber Salvechik and both his brother Rav Aaron mentioned this. And they mentioned the conflict between, it says that on the one hand it says a person who says Hallel every day is a sinner. On the other hand, it says, another opinion is if a person says Hallel every day, he says I want to be those or counted among those who say Hallel every day for the reward. So what's the difference? The difference is the two types of halal. That on the one hand you have the halal mitzri, and the other hand you have the halal gadol. What's halal mitzri? Halal mitzri is the halal that we say for Rosh Chodesh, for Pesach, for, in other words, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that whole, that's known as halal hamitzri. The Egyptian halal, which means we're giving praise to God for varying nature. Then we have the halal gadol. The halal gadol, that's what we say every morning in the Pesukei Dezimra. That's we're praising God for nature, for the routine that goes on and on every day, day after day. So the idea is that what's greater? The greater is the regular routine, that the sun comes up, that the rains come, that the seasons change. That's greater testimony to God, that it's consistent and we can rely on it. We don't think of it as a miracle, but it's certainly a miracle. It's a bigger miracle. Whereas Halal Mitzri, that's if God forbid we do sins and God has to change the Teva, like taking us out of Egypt, that's also we praise God for, but that's not what's regular and that's not what's routinized. Tu B'Shvat, what does Tu B'Shvat today symbolize? Tu B'Shvat symbolizes that while we see all year, all winter long, the trees look dead. They don't look like they're going to ever live again. We go outside, it's 20 below and it's freezing and it's snowing and icy. You say, these trees aren't going to bloom again. They're not going to blossom again. It comes Tu B'Shvat and they start to bud. They start to grow again. And this idea of Tu B'Shvat is the idea between these two Hallels, the Halal Mitzri and the Halal Gadol. It symbolizes renewal. And just as we've mentioned many times that the moon itself symbolizes renewal in the Jewish people, so too does Tu B'Shvat. That even though the Jewish people have been counted down and out many times and that will never rise again, each year we bud and we grow stronger. Not just the bud and the tree gets older and the tree stops producing fruit, but no, Klal Yisrael, the more seasons we go through, the more blessed we are, the more peiros we bring forth. Until the ultimate peiros that we're going to bring forth, those are the peiros of the Mashiach, that with God's help, we will merit to be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and have the Shechina come back down, and that will be the ultimate Geula Shleima. May we be zocha that today. Rabbi Chanan